Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Beat video series. So excited to have you all back for today's episode. Today, I have the privilege of having Zane Burke with us. He is the CEO of Quantum Health. Zane, so great to see you again.
It's great to be with you, Saul.
You've done a lot of great things in the industry, have served in leadership roles at Cerner and other companies. Now you're doing so many great things at Quantum Health. I want to start by uncovering the reason why you do what you do.
I always say healthcare is ultimately very personal. For me, it's been a personal mission that none of us actually want to use healthcare. We want to be as close to home and the best health status we can be in. And I've always been a believer that technology combined with the human touch will make a difference. And so that's had me in my journey where I led at Cerner on the EMR side, made the change over to Livongo or CEO of Livongo. And then I wasn't really going to take another operating role, but this thing called Quantum Health came calling. Wow, this is the first time where I can see the member, the provider, and the plan sponsor all coming together in the life flow and where you can actually make a difference at the point where you can impact the healthcare journey. And that's what's really fun about healthcare navigation.
I love that. And you've had such a diverse amount of experiences. Last year, you shared some of the work you were doing with technology at the point of care. The employers are seeing a 50% increase in pharmacy spend. You guys have recently come up with a solution there. You care to tell us about it?
Yep. So we announced our pharmacy navigation because what's happening from a trend perspective is overall trend is up about 8 to 10%, but about 75% of that increase is around pharmacy costs in and of itself. And so we launched pharmacy navigation to go after the specialty meds, which are driving about 50% of that increase. And by impacting at the point of care in the member's journey, as the provider's writing the scripts, you can impact it up front so that before things get hardwired into the system, you can engage with the either provider, with the member to provide the alternatives that get you the same medical efficacy that you need, that get you out of the washing machine of being kicked out of on formulary, off formulary, all those tricky pieces, and make it where you can be part of a navigation system and get guided to the right drug. Typically at a lower cost, same effectiveness and efficiency, but take the members out of the washing machine, make the providers look smarter. So that's what we're doing.
I love it. And this type of solution is necessary in the market. What type of wins are you seeing? What type of wins are your customers seeing with this?
What they're seeing is for the first time impacting that massive increase. Because I'm seeing for the first time really smart employers that are challenged by the pharmacy cost and what to do. And pharmacy, I think by design, one of the most complex elements in the healthcare system. And I always think of healthcare as this kind of multifaceted, complex gemstone. You think you see it the right way, and then you turn it a different direction and you see an inclusion that you didn't see before.
Right.
Pharmacy is for sure one of those areas. And what we're seeing with the employer-based clients is the opportunity to lower costs. So we're seeing on the early side, the opportunity to drive significant ROI, significant savings, and provide a great experience for the member at the same time. Oftentimes, these things are set up in a manner that creates friction for either the provider or for the member, and then ultimately and creates dissatisfaction. We've designed this in a manner where we're still getting high NPS, good Net Promoter Scores, and a hard ROI and the early returns. So we just launched this about 6 months ago. We'll be coming out with some additional pieces around the GLP-1s because clients are looking for some of those things.
Yeah. And so speaking of GLP-1s, speaking of drug prices, what about the compounding options out there? Are you guys combining any of that with the solution?
What we've done is looked at a number of different partners to actually create the right kind of solution for our members as part of that, whether it's how do you get to the biosimilars and looking for the alternatives in that. So a lot of work on the design piece up front with employers. In fact, what I talk about with employers is, are you going to put a mild brand of spice out there? Are you going to put a medium brand of spice? You're going to put a spicy version out there. How much friction do you want? It will also depend on how much you want to bring down those costs and go after that. We can help you in the design of that. We can, but it's really creating the partnerships in the background to really drive a different kind of outcome.
So one size fails all.
One size does fail all. It's got to fit the criteria for that employer and what they want to put out for their employees. And there's ways to do step up, step down, and to really think through the implications of whether you go after the drugs in an aggressive way or whether you do it in a coaching way or whether you say, I don't want to offer this. I want to be a pass-through, but I want to make sure you're educated along the way.
That's really great. And taking a look at people, process, technology, what do you think enables your company to deliver such customized solutions?
It starts with the fact that we're engaged in that kind of that triumvirate of member, provider, and whoever's paying the bill.
Yep.
That's actually very critical because that's one of the challenges in healthcare. Very few situations are you really involved in all three. People are usually picking two of those options. And how you go after two of those pieces, really the combination of that and our engagement with the providers really makes it, and the members allows us to be in the life flow of both of those people. So that's super important to that to start with. Then we use the data science to say which meds, which people need the changes, what kinds of things, who should we be going after? We use also the data to say which drugs should we be going after? What are the medical alternatives that are appropriate for this piece? And then you can put those together and fire off the artificial intelligence to give us the information at the right time so that you're not dialing for dollars on the back end outside of the workflow of both providers or the members themselves.
Yeah, amen to that. You guys are doing such a great job. Had conversations here about the tech, and I'm hearing really great things. I've also heard about a recent partnership with Carrum, and you're starting to explore beyond pharmacy to surgery. Tell us a little bit more about that.
When we talked about the total trend of 8-10% increase in trend, 75% of that being pharmacy. The other part of that is really unit costs, and which really just means inflation in the medical side. And surgery is the biggest portion of that. So we've gone out looking after both what do we do from a center of excellence, so our relationship with Carrum and driving oncology and a different kind of oncology experience, which is never a great experience, but how do you take the anxiety out of that? How do you take the cost and the unknown elements out of that? And then other places like our relationship with Imagine 360, where we can go after the cost pieces on a reference-based pricing, but an opportunity, which is known to be a little bit prickly, but we wrap that in navigation and we can make sure that you don't have the prickly experience. The members don't have the prickly experience when they show up with their providers and such that we're seeing millions of savings for one client in particular. Great net promoter score. So promoters net promoter scores in the 60s, which is 10 points less than our normal, but still 40 points higher than a carrier's low cost. So really this is about how do we tackle the things that really matter to you? Pharmacy costs, unit costs. We're incredible on the utilization and steerage, and that allow us to really drive a different kind of experience, different kind of outcomes for our clients every day.
That's great, Zane. Hey, look, last question here before we wrap. Thank you, by the way, for all your response.
Pleasure.
The theme of this meeting this year is bold. Can you share a little bit about how you and the company have taken bold moves to really make a difference in this space?
I start with been in healthcare for 30 years to healthcare IT, trying to turn the gemstone a different way. And I think what we're really trying to do is how do we put the ecosystem together in a fashion which does create a great experience, but the experience that none of us actually want. None of us want to consume it. We just want it to be there when we need it. So how do we make it as easy as possible to do the right thing? So one of the most bold things we're doing is in doubling down on the investment in artificial intelligence and really transforming our business entirely and really gearing towards that to create the best experience first and then take the clinical and the other administrative efficiencies that we'll get from that. But it's really got to be as easy as possible for consumers or members to do the right thing. How do you make it so it's the most economical? How do you make it so it's easy? How do you make it simple to get the right care? Guess what? Get the right care, lowers costs, creates better experiences.
Those are bold moves for sure. And thanks for the courage to make them. Where can people reach out to you if they want to learn more?
So you can reach out to us at quantumhealth.com. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Zane Burke at twitter.x now. I got it out. And you can learn more about that. So appreciate it.
Outstanding. Zane, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Saul. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you.